We're 60 seconds from your shot caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And you know, the Hollywood bigwigs wouldn't be doing their jobs if they weren't regurgitating another hit movie from the 90s and forcing us all to watch it again.
Okay, what do we got? Where are we
that
at?
That is their jobs. Mm-hmm.
I just feel like they must have a giant wheel in their boardroom with a bunch of old movies on it. And every year, they just spin the wheel. Like, all right, which 90s film are we going to reboot this year? Yeah. Spin it, Ruben. Come on, something about Mary, Boogie Nights.
Oh, man, those both seem like they're due.
Oh, Schindler's List. Okay.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Tell Spielberg we need him back. But it's happening again. They just announced that the world's favorite detective is coming back to the big screen. They're going to make another Ace Ventura movie.
Yeah!
Now, do we know if it's going to be with Jim Carrey or not? Because that's a big question.
Yeah. They say it will star Jim Carrey.
Okay.
Really?
27 years since the original came out, the third installment of Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
I'll tell you what's going to happen. We're all going to buy tickets. We're going to watch. It's not going to be good. But
I don't know, though. Ace Ventura 2 is a great movie.
Apparently, fans are excited, and the studio says, quote, during COVID, audiences have been in love and are thrilled to have beloved characters brought back with new stories.
Oh!
Alexis, have you ever even seen Ace Ventura?
No, sorry, that's why I'm so quiet over here.
So
I haven't seen it, but I will watch it now that this is coming out.
They're really funny.
Got me with the marketing.
I don't know if they're funny, though. I was a young teenager when they first came out.
Oh,
so, like, my sense of humor at, like, age 13, a little different than now.
You don't think you would laugh at a man talking out of his butt?
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's what happened to
me.
That was the level
of comedic genius that
Jim Carrey brought to those movies.
Wow.
It's the reason why I remember the New England clam chowder, red versus white, because it was a secret. Do you remember that part? Okay,
you're
never mind.
Selling the movie to me.
It was the password to get into the back layer thing.
Okay.
I wonder the red or the white?
What strange animal pet mystery is he going to be solving? We'll find out, I guess, when that comes out. But now,
I'm excited.
Let's get into your shock collar question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer incorrectly, the punishment is to be shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592 and tell us what you'd like to hear. Jose is drawing a name out because he had the shock collar last. Who'd you get, Jose?
Can I do a Jim Carrey impression?
Yeah, do it.
Instead
do
of
it.
Doing this.
Okay.
Alexis, do not go in there.
Woo!
Woo!
All right.
She doesn't get it, but we'll show you after.
Okay.
Alexis is putting on the shock collar. While that happens, Digital Jake, please read us a shock collar question of the day.
Happy springtime, you daffodils.
Yeah.
Since we recently started the new season, we're going to take an auditory adventure.
Ooh.
What?
That means sound, Alexis.
Yeah.
Anyway, 5,000 people were surveyed and asked what are their favorite sounds of spring. We made a mashup of the top 5 seasonal noises, and after you hear them, you must put them in the correct order according to the results of this survey.
Bird chirping.
And keep in mind, there are a few specific rules for this one. Number one, because the question's on the easier side, you have to be exactly correct.
Okay.
Number two, the person who gets the question, Alexis, is the only one allowed to ask for the mashup to be repeated. And number three, it can only be repeated twice.
Ooh.
Are you ready?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's play the clip.
Okay,
oh, wow.
I tried to write down what they were.
Hard.
I thought it was birds.
Uh-huh.
Water.
I think that
there.
The first one, do you think it was thunderstorms, though?
Like
spring,
maybe that's what it was.
Storms.
And then I heard, was that bees? Or like buzzing?
Yeah,
like...
that's just, I think, nature, like insects.
I think all of the sounds were nature, so I don't think you can put down nature as an answer.
Because the first one was birds, and then it was, like, rainfall.
But he said we have to be really specific. You can't just be whatever.
Yeah,
do we have to say the specific breed of bird that was chirping there? Because to my ear, it was an American robin.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. But it could have been a red-chested warbler.
You're not going with sparrow?
No, it wasn't a sparrow.
Okay, you're wasting my time,
if
Jeff.
If this was a maroon-chested warbler and we get it wrong,
I'll be mad at myself.
All right. Are you going to listen again?
Should I do that first before I think of any?
Think one more time.
Okay, one more time.
Write down the ones you didn't hear
before. Let's hear it again.
The number one sound, what I think, I'm torn with birds. People like it, but people also hate waking up to birds.
That's
in the
just because you're afraid of birds, honey. Yeah. Everyone else likes birds. For just sure, because
really?
You got attacked once and it got stuck in your hair.
I hear them in the morning. Yeah. Like, alert, alert. No.
Birds chirping is the iconic sound of spring.
So you think that could be number one?
I think it's definitely birds.
Whoa, okay. Yeah. Jeez.
Alexis is grabbing the bat under her bed.
Where are you?
What was the second one?
With storms that we heard.
I would say thunderstorms.
A lot of people like thunderstorms.
Can you play it one more time?
Maybe you should hear it one more time before you guess.
One more time.
That's it. No more.
I still think it's storms. Okay.
Okay, so thunderstorm, then what do you got?
I'm going to put bees, a river, or like a
stream.
Stream or rain.
You think the last one is just rain?
I think it's rain on a roof, specifically.
It sounded like fire almost to me. Like
fire?
It was like almost like...
Maybe it's just static from a radio that's not working.
All right.
Well, I thought it was interesting that there's no lawnmower sound in there.
Oh.
Yeah, the sound of spring.
The sound of lawnmowers is annoying. The smell of fresh cut grass
true.
What if it's a non-electric lawnmower?
Jake, I got a list for you that I've done mostly on my own. Number one sound is birds.
Okay.
Cool.
Number two was a thunderstorm.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
The third sound was bees buzzing.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Number four was a stream. River, stream.
Yeah, like Babbling Brook.
Babbling Brook.
Okay.
And number five was just rain on a roof.
I don't think that last one was rain on a roof.
Okay.
But let's find out.
Let's find out.
I don't have any other idea.
According to a survey of 5,000 people, these are their five favorite sounds of springtime in order. Number one was birds singing. You got that correct.
Okay.
Number two was wind rustling through the trees.
Got that incorrect.
Number three was bees buzzing. You got that correct. Mm-hmm. Number four was a trickling stream. You got that correct.
Okay.
And number five was April showers.
Just the rain.
Okay.
Okay.
It was wind, not thunder. I swear it was thunder.
All right, we didn't get it right, so somebody wanted to hear the song You've Got a Friend in Me by Randy Newman.
Yay.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles and you're nice.
Alexis Newman there.
That was nice. Yeah, that's your shot caller question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.